Driving through Midtown Tucson, you're likely to pass by a building Ann Rysdale designed. The iconic Tucson Inn on Drachman near Oracle is one example. She designed the Sun Building next to the post office on Speedway between Tucson and Campbell. She also designed houses in a number of Tucson neighborhoods, including Winter Haven, Colonia Solana, El Encanto, and Palo Alto Village. Some of her residential designs were later replicated elsewhere in the country. Rysdale finds a little humor in that.
I did a lot of projects where there'd be like 400 houses, but each buyer had a copy print of his own floor plan and architectural sections and things. But I didn't do them as individuals, and all kinds of people will say, you were my mother's architect or something like that. And I couldn't talk about their mother because they were in a 400 house situation. They weren't all in the same place, like a subdivision. A lot of my stock plans were built all over the country. They were published in stock plan magazines and things like that. So.
From 1949 to the early 1960s, Rysdale was the only female architect in Arizona and just the second woman to be registered with the Southern Arizona chapter of the American Institute of Architects. That was no easy feat. Frank Lloyd Wright was a chief opponent of allowing women to register as architects. Teresa Rosano, another Tucson architect, says Rysdale made an impact on the profession and opened doors for other women to practice architecture.
Well, there's no question that the female architects that came before me and my colleagues made it easier for us. They broke new ground, and now opportunities are available. I think for students now, it's hard even to imagine what a huge change has happened just in the last 50 years in terms of their opportunities.
In addition to being a principal of Ibarra Rosano Design Architects, Teresa Rosano is an adjunct lecturer at the University of Arizona's College of Architecture and Landscape Architecture. She estimates in her classes, men still outnumber women 2-1. Rosano says Rysdale did more than simply buck that trend.
I think there are many projects that people don't even realize that she did, and wouldn't have guessed that so many projects were done by a woman during that time.
And time has been on Rysdale's side. While flipping through a book of newspaper clips and photos from her career, designing more than 1,000 buildings, Rysdale describes her favorite, the Gila County Courthouse in Globe, Arizona.
It was a pretty building. It had an engineering feature. You could kind of tell from this picture that it was built on a slope in the back, and we anchored it to the rock so it wouldn't slide down the hill, with the elevator shaft that was like a long pin.
Rysdale spent a lot of time in Arizona, but lives and works in Florida now. She used to do three-dimensional designs, called isometric drawings, by hand. She says she kept designing even as the computer age evolved and changed the industry, although she prefers older methods of creating blueprints, and that's led her in a different direction professionally.
I am now I'm classified as a forensic architect. I don't do blood samples, or have anything to do with murders, but they have a new classification, I guess, for architects now who do a lot of restoration work and fix up old buildings that are falling down.
Rysdale is also lecturing in Ireland. She speaks about some pretty specific topics, including moisture intrusion in modern buildings as a result of open block construction. To see photos of several of Rysdale's Tucson designs, go to our website, azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.